Now, our scripture for today is from the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verses 27 through 30 and 39 through 42. Just then, his disciples came. They were astonished that he was speaking with a woman, but no one said, "What do you want?" or "Why are you speaking with her?" Then the woman left her water jar and went back to the city. She said to the people, "Come and see a man who told me everything I have ever done. He cannot be the Messiah, can he?" They left the city and were on their way to him. Many Samaritans from that city believed in him because of the woman's testimony. "He told me everything I have ever done." So when the Samaritans came to him, they asked him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. And many more believed because of his word. They said to the woman, "It is no longer because of what you said that we believe, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is truly the Savior of the world." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
So most people probably know that I have a brother who is younger than myself, Alex. He is 3 years or so younger than me. And I can remember growing up with Alex and convincing him to do things that maybe my parents frowned upon. I can remember doing this cartoon scene that I would see where you have a red Toro blanket, and then a bull would go, and usually in the cartoon it would hit a rock, because, you know, in the cartoons the bulls would see red, and so they would go straight into the rock. Well, I had the bright idea of convincing Alex to be the bull, and then to put this blanket and say, "Toro, Toro," right into the entertainment center. And so, therefore, his head went into the entertainment center. And my mother got mad at both of us because it kind of hurt the entertainment center. And Alex shouldn't have been doing that. But he was only doing it because of his big brother trying to convince him. He would listen to his big brother because, you know, I had some type of influence over him when he was younger. Now, today, he will tell you that he doesn't listen to me as much. I don't have as much influence. But we all do have some type of influence with different people within the world. Which is an interesting concept to think about, because when we think about influence, we think about people who are known for their athletic ability. We think about government officials or leaders within some type of group. We don't realize that each and every one of us has influence. Now, how we use that influence, that's up to us. And in our scripture today, you might be familiar with this story, the woman at the well. Today we just read parts of it because that story is so long, but what we read today really helps you understand what is going on. There's this woman who is at the well with Christ, which Christ then has a conversation with, and in this time, that's kind of unheard of. Because, one, she's a woman.
Why would Jesus be talking to this woman? And not only is she just a woman, she's a Samaritan. For Jews, they did not really want to be in community with the Samaritan people at that time. And then if we dig in a little more, she was a woman, she was Samaritan, but she also was divorced. And so this combination of who this person was, this woman at the well, and Jesus having a conversation with her, talking to her, and her coming away and saying, "Guys," to her Samaritan brothers and sisters, this is the Messiah, this Christ. I met him." And then seeing how the disciples even were saying, whoa, "Jesus, why were you talking to this woman? do you not know that she's Samaritan? Do you not know that she is without husband? Why would you do that? But what's amazing is how this woman who encountered Christ understood who Christ was. That Christ was the Messiah, that Christ was the Son of God. And that this woman who in society really has no pull, who is thought to have no influence, goes and shares of who Christ is. Goes and shares who Christ is with her community, and therefore who is influencing this group of people that the disciples would have never gone and talked to. So that now this group of Samaritans, they understand that Christ is the Messiah. Christ is his living water. Christ is this person who has come from God. And it all started because a woman was at the well having a conversation with Christ and went and shared, and then was able to influence others that the disciples maybe would have never encountered. And what's interesting about that, and this is a lovely, beautiful example of how each and every one of us who claim Christ as being the Son of God, each and every one of us who know of that transformational love that we have through Christ, we have influence over others, no matter who we are, no matter where we've come from, no matter our past. We are able to talk to individuals and be in community with individuals that others are not. We are able to influence people who may never walk inside of a church. Because we are all uniquely created. We all have different friends and family. And so we're able to reach out into different communities, to different social groups. We all have a voice. Now, in having a voice, we have to do exactly what this woman at the well did. Because in knowing and seeing who Christ was and understanding that Christ is the Son of God, she could have easily just said, oh, no one's going to listen to me. I can just sit back, relax, not worry about a thing, and just know in my heart that Christ is the Messiah. But she didn't. She went out. She shared. She helped others know of who Christ is. We have an opportunity to take that Christ, that transformational love that we know, and to go and to share it. To share it with people who maybe the pastors aren't able to communicate with or encounter. People who are our church community, people who aren't going to come in and worship with us, who may go and worship other places or may live in different areas, we all have the ability to influence through sharing our faith, just as this woman. Not only just sharing our faith verbally, but sharing our faith through our actions. Now, the flip side of realizing this is that we can also influence in a negative way. We can also influence in a negative way if our actions do not truly exemplify Christ Jesus. if our words do not exemplify Christ Jesus, that influence that we have, that influence that this Samaritan woman, think about if she had gone back and just talked bad about this Jesus who was at the well with her. And then this community who in our scripture finds and understands Christ could have just written Christ off. Could have been like, no, he sounds horrible. And so what we do in life, what we say in life, it matters. It matters even when we don't realize. My decision to have my brother reenact that cartoon scene and influence him to do something that was wrong, and as we were talking about this morning, when I was telling him about this story and him saying, oh, I don't remember it because I was concussed, I guess. I hurt him through that influence that I had. And thankfully, he is fine. He is still the lovable little brother that I have had for 20-something years. But think about if we take that influence and it's something bigger than just a joke with your sibling. And we turn people away from Christ because of our negative actions, because of our negative words. Because we're called to be people, just as the Samaritan, to go and to share, to make more disciples, to show our love through our actions and through our words and through our lives. Whenever I think of someone who truly exemplifies that and truly lives out their faith, and this is someone who doesn't necessarily share in the way that we think of and going out and evangelizing, it's our former youth director. I remember in a listening session that we had early on where I was still trying to figure out, you know, what's going on in this church that I haven't been a part of for so many years. And I remember constantly hearing Preston. We love how Preston works so hard and exemplifies that life of Christ to each of those students. How he would do things very simple as make sure that the trash is taken out and event and not leave until everything is done. How he would love on those kids whenever they were in need. And so I think about how for Preston Jones to influence so many people and to be hearing of his influence from people who weren't even a parent or a volunteer within the group, but that still saw what he was doing. This man who was very quiet, but lived and continues to live and to share in such a mighty way. And so I hope as we continue in our lives and continue through this unknown that we're in, that we continue to share Christ through our words, through our actions, and realize how what we say and what we do, it influences people. And we have a great opportunity to truly be the church in our world today. Each and every day, the world is, you see that darkness in the world, you see this world who, there's brokenness. And as the church, we have the opportunity to do just as this Samaritan. The Samaritan woman who was divorced, who had this conversation with Christ and went and shared, so that others, too, knew who Christ was. Who knew who Christ was and could be in community with Christ. Because we see that Christ came to these people, these Samaritans, and was in community with them. So through our influence, through our actions, through our words, through the way that we are able to share Christ, let us be the people, the church in the world today that helps Christ be in community with each and every person. So know that no matter who you are, where you are, that you have influence. You have influence of your family, friends, people that you just run into off the side of the street. There's always people looking. There's always people looking. So let us use that influence that we have with all of those that we are around and in community with. Let that influence be for Christ. Let us continue to show that love and that presence of God so that God can continually be in community with all. So that ultimate sustainer, that living water that we know of through Christ Jesus, be with us. Be with us and others. So that in times of darkness, in times of anxiety, in times of brokenness, that we're able to find peace and love and to know that we are not alone. That we are not alone. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, Lord, we thank you for that love. We thank you for that presence. We thank you. And Lord, as your church, as your people, as those who have felt that transformation, that love and that presence of you and of Christ, and have felt the Spirit work through us, we ask that in this Lenten season you help us, that you help us go out into the world so that others too will know of you, will know of your love, will be in community with you. Let our actions and our words be strong in your name, because we know that there's always someone looking. We know that in everything we do, that we are to do it for you and in your name. It's in your Son's name that we pray. Amen.